Hey, y'all. This whole thing started as a group of friends playing Dungeons & Dragons saying, hey, let's record. Maybe other people will enjoy sitting at the table with us. The fact that you're here listening to us play D&D will never fail to be wild to me. If you like what you hear and you want to peek behind the door, I invite you to join our Patreon. By contributing to the Patreon, you can gain access to exclusive, handcrafted content, while also helping us pay for things like podcast hosting and logo designs. It's tough out here. On top of that, each subsequent tier allows access to the previous tier's rewards. The $2 tier grants you the title of Honorary Son, while giving you access to the patron-only Discord channel and a bonus entry into our giveaways. The $5 tier knights you as a hero of the Ten Towns, giving you early access to our episodes and access to our patron-exclusive one-shots. The $10 tier elects you to Ted Johnson's cabinet, which opens the cover to Fang's detailed note-taking journal and lets you know of future Sons projects currently in the works. Thanks for everything you do, Patreon aside. Without you, we wouldn't be here. The link to the Patreon is in the link tree in our Twitter bio. We hope to see you out there. Thanks for listening, and stay frosty.
Hello, everyone. We are back. Welcome back to Severed Sons Presents Rolling in Another Deep. And we're excited to bring you a brand new tale of adventure in the lands of Wildmount, Marquette, and under on Carell. My name is Ron Murphy, Dungeon Master, and around the virtual table we have...
Hey, everybody. My name is Bill Roper, and I'll be playing Orgoth Skullcrusher, your half-orc, half-drow, all-badass, unarmed, battlemaster, Kloos.
Hey, Orgoth, what's your favorite underwater creature?
Okay, so, in Jigao, we have a lot of mangrove trees, okay, where the land meets the water, and in the mud flats under the mangrove forest are these awesome crabs that have, like, one normal little claw, and then one big, huge, giant claw, and the ones in Jigao are, like, this, like, fiery orange color, and then they have these eye stalks that stick up, but they're really funny looking and cute and everything, and they're pretty tasty too.
Damn, you'd be eating that shit. Everybody, this is Jaden playing Lapis Prismawing, your local reborn wizard of smut underwater. And as for favorite creature of the sea / underwater. The sea bunny, which is extremely cute, and they are actually a nudibranch. So if you ever see them around, like, just be careful. They might be a little bit toxic, but they're so cute. Absolutely adorable.
I just looked up a sea bunny. That's funny. That'll give you a smile.
They got no ears. Oh my God.
That's funny. Hi, everybody. I'm Ross, and I'm playing Wilbin, Ghostwise Halfling Bard. To be honest, I don't like the sea, or the ocean, or much water in any capacity. But I've always appreciated what people say about octopi. Brilliant creatures with an incredible defense mechanism, and I admire that.
Have you ever had that, Wilden? Octopi? It's really good. It's like, chef's kiss. It's delicious.
Is it made with real octopus?
Yeah.
No, it's made with fake octopus.
Octopi.
Well, octopi. Is it a pie?
Yeah, octopi. Yeah.
I'll try it. I would try it.
I usually get 8.
Hey, everyone. This is Jamie. I'm playing Northy Ladrin Roglock. As for creatures of the sea, I mean, there's a very specific... Well, yeah. First of all, I'm a pescatarian, so you know, creatures of the sea. Mwah. Delicious. But there is a specific kind of octopus that is called a Dumbo octopus. That is adorable.
Yeah.
It is so cute. Can't eat that one.
We should post pictures of this, all these animals later. For Dermot, watching koi swim around a pond is very meditative for him. Kind of, yeah. Pollux, a catfish. I like their whiskers and their pretty eyes and ears, and I like petting their soft fur and you know, their claws. I like the claw a lot, but they're elven cats, right? They swim under the water too. And well, anyway, if we're let's get into episode 47, A Flicker in the Gloom. Last time, after speaking with Professor Insight and gathering a list of suspects, you made your way to the next building along the dry protective path that the archaeologists have laid out through the sunken city. There was a large manor in front of you, mostly fallen down, with large pieces of rubble collected onto the marble floor of this building. You met Sophia Lovisa, a human woman with long platinum blonde hair in her 40s. You suffered a psychic assault, hearing a strange but familiar voice in your head, but managed to shake it off. Afterwards, as Sophia began to give you a short tour north, you saw to the west, through the protective barrier, the blue light, the ruin of a tavern. And there was like, it looks like a bar. It used to be a bar. And it has a sign that says the Last Willow on it. And behind the, inside one of the broken windows, you can see what looks to be, there's actually like a bar in the room. And there is a blue-skinned elf. And she's standing there, kind of like floating in the water a little bit. And she's got a cloth and she's cleaning the bar top. And she kind of looks at you, holds up a glass, holds up a bottle, waves.
Ooh, my barkeep senses are tingling.
The rest of you have been walking up the stairs. Sophia is like, it goes up these wide kind of like marble stairs up to a balcony, and then it goes off into two different sections of the house, one west, one east.
Sophia, you called this the guest house when we first got here. Mm-hmm. Have you had any peculiar, that is to say, not your usual guests coming through anytime recently?
We have everybody that I've met coming through. They've been members of either the Cobalt Soul or the Allegiance.
You're sure of that, or they just had the badges?
Well, of course they had the badges. Rudolph, I do not know him, but we had a lovely conversation over tea back at the base camp a couple of days ago. He's quite knowledgeable.
But, you know, Galliocarta,
don't know much about her. They seem to be sparking with insight, though.
Mm-hmm.
Galliocarta is very driven, though. They like to really focus on their work. And sometimes if you don't, they get distracted and start talking about work. And even if you're supposed to be relaxing, it's difficult to get them off the subject.
Can I do maybe an insight check to gauge like their Sophia's, where she stands on Galliocarta, whether it's a positive or a negative?
Yes.
That is a 27.
Nice. You think that they want Professor Insight to be happy. They don't really, not as familiar with Galliocarta, but
okay.
But they seem to be kind of like neutral. With a 27, they're very neutral towards Galliocarta.
Sure. Wilbon, he'll stop pressing the subject just to not draw any further attention. But He says, "Where? So if we kept going from here, what's the next keystone that we would hit?"
The keystone. She actually turns you around, and over the door that you came in, you can see a small blue stone above the top of the door, set into the wall behind you.
And so that's the
keystone.
The bubble we're in, where yes, right now. Yes,
yes, yes, yes. The bubble to the north for the walkway up here is separate, and this one controls this one and the walkway going further south out of here. In fact, the she points to to the west is the parlor area. We used to be a parlor. And there's a private study, which is the last section of the guest house that we are investigating. You're free to look through each. There is a back door off of the parlor that goes to a southern passageway.
I think that's a perfect place to start. Thank you so much.
Okay. I'm going to continue looking in the... I'm doing my work in the main dance hall area, is what I like to call it. I imagine lots of balls were taking place here. And I like to imagine all those elves and orcs dancing.
Yes, I'm sure. It was a beautiful time long ago.
Very long ago.
Tragic. Wait,
Did you say elves and orcs?
Yes. Yes, I did. Yes.
Oh, well, did they like live together? Like
yes, they did. All of the evidence that we have acquired, they live together in harmony.
Oh, that's very interesting.
We found various accounts written on stone tablets of elves and orcs getting married and having entire families. I mean, it seemed to be a very well-ordered, happy society. Until it all went to hell.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, well, I'm half-elf. I'm a half-elf, too. So, an orc. I have an orc mama and a drow father. So.
Were any of your family from here? From this area in the past?
I don't know. I'm from a completely different, like, part of the world.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pry.
No. Oh, that's okay.
Lapis, what are you doing?
I mean, I'm just behind everybody. I decided not to fuck around anymore with Wilvin, since he seems very upset the last time I started sticking my hand in the water. So just sitting back and just watching what's happening right now.
Okay. North. So
we're gonna have to go in at some point, right?
She kind of waves and.
Is she like? Does she look like she's got a bubble, or it's like underwater?
She is underwater. She's either using a potion breathing. She doesn't have any sort of equipment or anything. Make a perception check.
I have one that says fuck you and the other one that says 7, so... Oh, fuck you is a nat 20.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
What's a natural one?
Fuck me. Okay. So that's a 25.
You look and she kind of like... leans forward and like a light, just like some like magical lights seem to be illuminating part of the tavern, and she turns and you see these gills on her neck.
Ah, there we go. Did I hear any of the conversation going?
Yeah, it was. It's easily. There are high ceilings here, not really, because above it's like fallen in, and you just see like the beams, cross beams. There's no ceiling, but you do see the blue light above you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn her and just like give her a little wave and turn around. Have you heard of the people from the last willow at all?
Yes, her name is Alara. Olara, O-L-A-R-A. We've had a few people go out and talk to her, but she seems to be a little not there. She tried to pour us drinks out in the middle of the ocean, out in the middle of the water. Huh. And, of course, we couldn't drink them. I mean, we just... It was very strange. It's like she's seeing things that aren't there.
Right. She's good. Has she given you any insight about this place?
A little bit, but it's more... We believe that she's one of the few mortal living creatures who survive the calamity.
That old?
She doesn't look it at all.
Oh, she does not.
Mm-mm.
Dang. Well, that might be an interesting person to talk to.
Apparently she has. Apparently she has items that she likes to. She has items that she sells. Zot bought a healing potion off of her.
Huh. And you would say she's friendly?
Very friendly, yes.
Other customers going over there, or she's by
herself? She serves them, but we don't see them.
Oh, okay. I see. Well,
Are you okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Hey guys, there's a bar outside. I found another bar.
Surprise, surprise.
Outside, like in the water outside.
That's the water outside.
I mean, there's the windows. This is like not really like this is very open. Like there's like windows that are broken out, and you can see pretty much in any direction out of this building. And you can see it's about maybe about 20 yards on the. It's like it would be across the street from this building.
Mm-hmm. But it's in the water.
But it's in the water. Yeah.
If we look out, can we see who it is that?
Yeah, she's just back. She's just back there. You see her.
And they're an elf. They're like straight up. They're like
blue skinned elf. Yeah, she actually has a set of wine glasses that are on the bar, sitting on the bar, and she's taking a cloth, wet of course, and cleaning them, and then putting them in a rack underneath the bar. You actually see. Several bottles sealed up, like wine bottles, behind her. Like she has a stock. Like
caked over with like barnacles and stuff? No.
No.
I mean, that could be a good...
Do you think that wine is really, really, like, really... Really, 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 really old. Because isn't it like worth
There's
more?
There's only one way to know. Is?
Are you okay? Did you give her your names? I'm not sure if Sophia know your names yet. No. Sir Halfling. Are you okay? You seem a bit green about the gills.
Gills. Yeah, I'm good.
She goes into her purse and pulls out a little shot of, basically like a bottle of gin, and pours you a shot and hands it to you. That always helps me every single time. It gets a little overwhelming with all this water around us and everything, and you know, only the magic keeping us alive down here. It can be very overwhelming. A little shot of the hair of the dog might help you.
He sniffs it.
Yeah, Jen. Yeah.
Jen.
Yeah.
He'll say, he'll kind of ritualistic, like throat look up, mutter something, and probably under his mustache, just and then toss it back.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm good. Hand back the shot glass.
Okay. Anyway, I'm going to continue my work. Please make yourselves at home. If there's anything else I can help you with, please let me know.
Actually, how do you tell the time down here?
We don't really,
Okay. So you just go like,
when we get tired,
you go take a nap.
Yes, pretty much.
Okay. Oof.
I know that Professor Insight, at the base camp likes to, dim the magical lights there, make it softer during the sleeping hours.
Okay. Well, that's going to be something to keep track of. All right.
And you see her pour a shot of gin herself. Take it. It's like, goes back to her, takes her little tiny brush, and goes over to an area, gets down her knees, and starts brushing some sand away. What do you do?
So we're going to go and talk to that bartender over there?
I mean, I've never had problems with bartenders before.
Out there.
I mean, we're bound to go out there at some point.
Says who? That's what the keystones are for.
Well, I think that's why we have the water-breathing potions, though, too, Wilvin, right? So... But there was an inside place to check too, right? She talked about a door
to the left in here in the guest house. There's a parlor to the west, and because you went up the stairs and it's basically like a walkway going left and right. And there's a parlor to the west and a private study to the east.
I'm going to look out and see if there's any more of those like fishes that seemed to be a little bit aggressive.
Make a perception check.
My dice. Oh, God, I'm not that perceptive today. Because I rolled a 4, so... And that is plus... No, well, my dice was a 4.
Okay.
And then... So that's an 8.
Okay. You see some beautiful-looking small fish, but not the big, teethy, tear your flesh to shreds.
I would assume that it would be okay, considering this chick is out here minding her own goddamn business. Just gonna stick my head back into the water.
Okay.
Just and look around, and if everything's clear, I'm going to push my way in.
Like, it's cold, but you can't really feel that because you're dead. And you're just outside.
I'm going to wave at everybody, and then I'm just going to point over towards the woman and just start walking as best as I can.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you're kind of doing the moonwalk a little bit, kind of like lift up a little bit.
I noted proper inventory somewhere of these potions, but I'm gonna go after a lot.
You have several. Are you doing? Yeah. Is anybody using the bubble, the air bubble?
If it's available, Wilvin would. I don't know. God, which one would you be more comfortable with?
I mean, do you want to not go in the water, Wilvin? Do you want?
I just don't. What's a crazy guild bartender going to tell us anything about someone who's infiltrating down? Is that part of the crew out there?
I don't know. Maybe they've saw other people. I don't know. It does seem like we might not learn as much, but like Lapis already went. And North likes blue bartenders.
I'm sorry, North blue how many bartenders?
No. I don't know. But are we talking about the same thing?
I don't know. All I'm saying is that maybe they have it. Maybe they've handled it. I trust Lapis and North to handle that, right?
Sure. I mean, I could go with you and we could check the inside while we talk to the bartender. Because I know that the world likes it when you split up.
Heard that.
We can cover more ground that way. It's the logical thing to do. Oh. I don't want you to go until we absolutely have to. Because I get it.
Well, they can watch each other's backs for now, but if we come across those menacing... were they fish? Would you call them fish?
I don't know. I mean, like the weird giant swimmy thing? That wasn't a fish. Yeah. That was like a...
Yeah, the weird giant swimmy thing.
Yeah, that was not a fish. I could tell you that was not a fish. Not like I've ever seen.
Well, if they get into trouble out there, I mean, we'll see what happens. But
we have a message stone, right? I mean, you have one, and North has one that can talk to each other. So if they get in trouble, then they can just call. And if we get in trouble, we can call.
North, what are you doing? Because while they're talking, having this conversation.
Oh yeah, no,
right in front of you.
I freaking like took my potion and took off.
Okay.
I heard blue bartender and I just went like, oh, fuck that shit. And I'm out.
Okay.
Funny joke. Okay, goodbye.
You hear Lapis, as you get into the tavern, there's not really a door. Mm-hmm. It's just sort of an archway, and you see the sign that's hanging off of the pole that's perpendicular to the building frame. Looks more new than anything else about the building. Like somebody else put this up recently, possibly. But it says The Last Willow on it. And you see the blue-skinned elf. She waves and says, like, you see water kind of rushing through her gills, and says, and you kind of hear it kind of muffled, welcome to The Last Willow. One moment, please. Make yourself at home. I have some other customers to take care of. And she takes two wine glasses and a bottle of wine, goes over to a table and sets it down, pulls the cork out and pours the wine, whatever's in it. Like, kind of like it's pouring into the glass, but it hits the water and just sort of like expands in the water. He's like, leave the bottle, of course. And she puts the bottle down in the middle of the wine glasses and walks back to the bar. So, oh, hello, I saw you earlier across the street. Please, come in. Please, make yourself at home. You're muted. Okay.
Hello? Am I muted now?
You're fine.
Yes. No, you're good.
You're good now.
No, I was just checking the inventory. Yeah, we... Total 14 water breathing potions because I got some up from the Allegiance of All Sight with a Fucus, and then kind of got some more from that other guy by being dishonest. So
it happens. Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
That's my thing.
So make yourself at home. My name is Olara, and you are.
Pleased to meet you, North.
And your friend?
Lapis.
Hi.
So, what could I get you?
What you got?
We have a little wine. We have a bottle of brandy that's my favorite. I love the brandy. Also, if you're looking to be traveling, I've got some supplies. I also sell potions of healing too, if you wish. And she pulls out a box, and there's like, it's got like a wet velvet interior, but it's got some like 6 or 7 potion bottles rolling around in there. I can sell potions of healing for 50 gold each. I also have, I just got these in, 2 potions of heroism. And I can sell those for 300 gold apiece.
You just got those in. Who's your supplier?
Oh, it's just Roger down the street.
I'll look down the street.
You just see nothing.
So, Roger, he does exist, right? It's not all in your head?
Roger, yes. I just saw him this yesterday afternoon.
Saw.
Mm-hmm. These potions get here somehow. Oh, I'm inclined to believe.
Could be the ghosts. It could be the squid people.
Squid people? What are you talking about?
Oh, there's just some people out here that love squid.
Lapis and North. Her accent is like ancient elven. Like she's using some, and she's speaking elven, but it's like it's like some sort of ancient dialect that is like, sometimes she says a phrase and you're kind of like, eh, and you get it from context, but it's like, she's old. Like she's got that kind of like, she's speaking an old ancient language, like just straight up, just because you both know how to speak elven.
How long you been in business for?
A few hundred years.
Give or take?
Give or take, yes. Well, that's how old I am. I believe that I bought the last willow off of the person who owned it before.
How's business?
It's quite busy. Lots of people in for the festival.
Excuse me. We're newcomers here at the festival?
Yes, it's a festival celebrating a Corellion.
Question. What does the outside look like for you? Is it jungly at all?
Yes,
okay.
Don't you see? That's my beauty. See the birds in that tree right there? She looks solid. Like, she does not look like a ghost at all. And you're getting no necromantic.
I was gonna ask, like, Lapis, do you feel anything like...
Yeah, you feel no necromancy at all involved with her.
What about the people, in quotations, that she's talking to prior?
Nothing is there. You can kind of sense off in the distance, like, flickers of spirits.
Hey, Sika, you mind grabbing someone else and bringing them here?
You can find Roger.
Yeah, if you could find this so-called Roger that lives down the street.
You get a little tap, tap, tap on your shoulder, and he's in elven form, human form right now, right?
He was a boo ghost after the last one, but he's going to go back into his his human form.
And you just see him kind of float away down the street, down the ruined street. Wilvin and Orgoth, which direction do you go, the parlor or the study?
Yeah, Wilvin would probably absentmindedly go to the parlor because it's what Sophia just pointed out.
Okay. Orgoth, what are you doing?
I'm going with Wilvin. I can tell Wilvin's really uncomfortable, so I kind of want to support him right now.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go with Wilvin and follow his lead for a little bit.
Okay. It looks like this chamber is roofless. You just see the blue glow above and rubble, like from like three floors worth of floor have like collected down here. A lot of the rubble has been neatly collected. Like it looks like whoever has been here has taken some pieces and tried to place them together. Like this may be part of the third floor, this may be part of the second floor, and try to match them up to how they fit when they were whole. Mm-hmm. But you don't see any sign of furniture or anything like that. There's a little like folding chair that has the symbol of the Allegiance of Allsight on the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
Are we alone here?
You are.
As we get in, Wilvin will turn his attention to Orgoth and say, listen, I'm getting really weird vibes about this Galio Carta individual. I'm not sure.
No.
I'm not sure exactly why, but if we're looking for someone who's infiltrated this place, it seems to me that the one who the leader has a blind spot for is my top suspect. Insight hasn't had said a thing wrong about her.
Right. Yeah, I really, really likes her a lot. But she brought that the creepy old guy, right?
Which is someone else that no one knows anything about. So
right.
And Sophia didn't know either of them, really.
Yeah, a question's gonna look into that guy because he's with the Cobalt Soul. But
I'm interested to hear what she's got to say about him.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And she has doesn't Galia Carta have some like construct? Like bodyguard too, so she seems like she came down here, like you know, bearing a lot of arms. She's got a lot of support. She's got protection. That sounds a little bit suspicious if you're just coming down to do research.
Agreed. The investigation continues, but that's the direction that I'm heading with it right now. Now we haven't met everyone, so I'm not ruling anyone out, but. Right now, Galio Carta gives me weird vibes.
I mean, other than Professor Gander, but that's it. Everybody else we met, right? So there's the owl and
who, when his name was first mentioned, was also called Sneaky, which made me. Feel just a little odd, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like many people come through here, and that's the fewer the suspects, almost the more difficult it becomes. Everyone knows everyone else. Everyone seems to trust everyone.
Yeah, I think that's true. But I think it's a it makes a lot of sense, right? That that Galia Carta seems like a real outsider. And that's really good that you pointed out they would have a blind spot for them, right? Like when you're really close to somebody, sometimes you don't notice the biggest problem. You just don't think about it because you're close, you're friends.
Well, I'm not sure when she's due back. They said she was out in the field right now.
Well, she said that she'd been missing for like 5 days.
Oh, so it sounds like,
and her construct. And maybe Rudolph, the old guy, too. Missing or maybe off doing nefarious things.
Wilbur Shrugs.
I mean, maybe the bartender saw them. I mean, that's something maybe North could ask for, whatever. But while we're looking in here.
If they're missing, it's probably not among the keystones. They're out in the water somewhere.
Yeah. Kind of hard to tell how far the Keystone areas go, too. They said something about the temple, the Arch Heart, as far as they've gone, I think. I mean, we can look around in here for clues, but I think at some point, Wilvin, we're gonna have to go out in the water. You could wear the ring. You could wear the bubble ring. That seems like the one that lasts the longest, and is probably because it's an item, is probably the safest.
Wilvin walks toward the study.
Okay. You start kind of looking around. Make a perception check, but I'm going to go back to them first.
Yeah, so. Cool.
Olara has been making small talk. It's like, what do you think of the weather? The weather's been so lovely lately. You never order. What would you like?
You know, I'll take you up on the brandy.
She gets brandy glass and puts the bottle, opens up a snifter bottle, pours some in. It just kind of filters into the water a little bit.
She
puts it down, puts a top back on.
Take the glass, give it a whiff, just swirl it around, but you know when you do the wine tasting and you do the tiniest sip.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I'm breathing water, so technically I have it all in my mouth and my
yeah
right now. So yeah, I'm just
it's weird.
Do I taste the brandy at all?
It's very diluted. Yeah.
It's homeopathic brandy. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very diluted. Speaking wise, you can kind of hear each other, like, because you're breathing the water, you can kind of like, it magically kind of shapes your cords so that you can talk, but it doesn't really go very far. You have to be kind of close to each other to be able to be heard.
Okay, if communication becomes hard, I'm going to double it with the message cantrip.
Okay. Awesome. So, it's just more of a distance thing. If you're close enough, then. Sika comes back with this ghost, and he's wearing
Roger.
He's wearing these like really like frilly like shirt, frilly like cuffs, like ancient looking. He's got hose on. He's actually kind of fully featured. Like instead of like the ghost legs kind of disappear, not like that. He's like you can see all of them. Sika goes through the wall back to you, Lapis. Roger goes to the door, reaches, opens it. Comes in. He actually like reaches up and like kind of rings a bell, like if there was a bell there, ding ding ding, and kind of bing bing bing. Laura, hi. And Lapis, you can hear this. North, you cannot.
Okay. Hey, Alora, watch this. And I'm gonna attempt to do what I did with the last ghost and try to like forcibly make it look what I can see.
Mm-hmm.
Like. So I'm going to attempt to drive the reality into its reality.
Okay.
If I can do that. Which was an Arcana check.
Arcana check, yes.
That is a 24.
Okay. Roger, you kind of like ambles up to the bar and then stops. And looks around, looks at Alora. You're blue. Wind, you're blue. Alora looks down. No, I'm not. And he's kind of freaking out a little bit. And he like is like looking side to side. He's like, what happened? What? Is this what? And his body is actually like going through, like before he was like, it was like he was on the surface and touching objects that weren't there. Now he's like, his body is like passing through, his legs sort of like start disappearing and become like translucent more and like the invisible at the bottom, like more like a ghost. And he's like, what's going on? Laura? Like, what did you do to me? And Roger looks at Lapis. What did you do to me?
I'm making you see what we're seeing, which is the passage of time. It's been thousands of years.
You witch! Oh, you terrible witch! Oh, let's see, what evil deity would have, oh god, okay, You witch! You sent me back in time. You sent me forward in time. You've done something to me. Stop it! Make it. You have to help me. I have a child. I have a family. You have to please help me.
They're all dead, just like you.
My God! I hear that one-sided. Mm-hmm. Dang.
Okay.
It's gonna be okay, buddy. It's gonna be okay.
He's like sobbing. Completely like sobbing.
Hey, you know, you're dead, but you're still around.
You've killed them. You've killed them all. And he flies just like through the wall and like just flies away. And Laura's like, what's wrong with Roger?
He saw reality.
North, make a perception check.
Sight?
Yeah, sight.
Okay. I got a 6 and a fuck me, so that's an 11.
Okay. 11 actually is enough. Okay. You look over to Laura, who's a little bit confused right now, and is like very kind of like she's like holding her head a bit, and like she's got like a migraine a little bit, maybe like a headache. But you see behind her the bottles. There's labels on them, okay. And the dates, like your Eladrin kind of like history.
Mm-hmm.
Like the dates on them put them at pre-divergence.
What the?
And they're well sealed.
Well, Olara darling, do you sell by the bottle?
Do sell by the bottle. She like feels very, very comfortable going back into her like selling her bartender mode.
Yes.
And she's just very uncomfortable with Lapis right now. I know it's a lot. I know it's asking a lot, but I can sell you these bottles. I have 3 of them for 50 gold apiece.
50 apiece? You take gold. You take gold.
Actually, and she like looks into her like a box, and it's like, oh, I just have to make sure I can make change. And she holds up Electrum pieces.
And she's it's okay. Like, I have gold. I don't need change.
Are you sure?
50 a piece. If it's 50 a piece, I'm okay. But I might take 2 of these off your hands.
Of course. And she takes the bottles and puts them into a paper sack, which is wet.
Oh, I'm going to put them in my things.
Okay.
100 gold.
She keeps, yes, Lapis, sure. She keeps like looking over at you. Like, she's not done with it. It's like, after she finishes the transaction and she takes the money. From out of town, are you? I don't recognize this currency. Your gold is good here, of course, but.
Oh, I mean, metal is metal, right?
Yeah. Well, the city of, and she starts to say a name, and then suddenly everything kind of goes dim and dark, like the name of the city is like staticky, and like your ears burn, and then suddenly it's like everything's back to normal, and it's like she never even noticed it. Like she said something, but you never heard it.
Cool.
Amazing.
And she's like, but we usually use Electrum pieces for our currency here in the city.
Oh, really? You do? Yes. Well...
So where are you from?
Actually, from overseas. You know Wildmount? At all?
I've never heard of it.
Geographically, is it like far west, far?
I think it's...
I think it's north, east.
Northeast, yeah. Northeast. Yeah.
Well, it's... to northeast. It's a ways away. Other continent, you know.
Of course, of course.
Mm-hmm. Have any of the people staying in this house? And I'm going to point at the ruin behind.
Oh, yes, yes.
Currently, like, have you been in contact with them?
They had dinner here the other day.
Like, someone called Sophia?
No. Yes, there was another person from out of town. I saw them walk across the street. It wasn't Sophia. It was another elf. Had an eye patch.
With a construct with her, maybe?
A magical construct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Have they talked about anything?
They were just asking me about where places are, where interesting things to go would be, yes.
Where there was someone else?
Nobody else with her, no.
No.
There was a lovely blue tiefling woman who came to visit. Actually, no, I take that back, because I don't know if tieflings... I'm trying to think history. Because there's a very specific time in the timeline when tieflings happen in Exandrian history. I need to look that up. I'm going to say there was a lovely woman... wearing these lovely decorative horns. She must have paid quite a pretty penny for them. They looked very beautiful on her. And she was asking me some strange questions and about a battle or something, but...
Are you... Like, we're on the verge of a festival, right? So...
Yes.
How's security right now? Is the guard worried about anything? Maybe coming.
There's been mention of in the past, like people who have come in from far away. Perhaps you've heard of it. Like battles. We're pretty much isolated from. We've gotten away from everything, but we have heard rumors of war breaking out on other continents.
Aren't you afraid this might come to a head here during a time where people are gathered?
I seriously don't think so. They'd have to travel all the way through the jungle, and there's nothing between us and the coast.
Pretty landlocked, eh?
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes, she looks at you kind of strangely, and
just wanted to know if you've ever seen anyone around here running, perhaps, with these little red crystal shards in their hand, or things that they have that are imbued with this red crystal?
No, Lucella came in with a lovely red crystal necklace the other day, but it's, owning crystals? Are these like decorations? Mm-hmm. Is that what you're talking about?
Lapis is actually going to reach into her pouch and pull out the ring that she took a long time ago that she never gave back. And it's just something like this.
That's a very strange... She reaches for it. Can I look? Can I see it?
Sure.
And she takes it. You see her kind of rubbing her finger over the crystal. Nothing seems to happen.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, it's a very strange crystal. It almost seems like the light pulses through it.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if you've seen anybody carrying something like this around.
Oh, no, not at all. No.
No? Uh-huh. No. Oh, all right. Just wanted to double check.
I don't want to bother you with too many questions. I know that bartenders usually have their ear to the ground.
Oh, of course.
Many things. Have you maybe seen someone coming to town recently? And I'm going to give her the description of Elixion.
Yes, he came in just a few days ago. Seems like a very nice boy. We don't get many humans here.
Mm-hmm. Any idea why he was here? Where he was headed? He's the one who called us here, so we just want to meet up with the guy.
I believe that he was heading toward the temple.
To point us in that direction?
And she points far to the southeast. She's like, it's about half a mile to the southeast.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. This will make it easier. You've been a great help.
Do you know? He was just in for a drink. Looked very sad, very worried.
You know, these soldier types, they wear the weight of the world on their shoulders.
True.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else I can get for any of you?
I'll make sure to come back. The brandy was lovely.
Well, thank you. I might be getting more potions in from Roger if he ever comes back. That was quite strange.
I don't think he's coming back.
And she goes back and starts. And you look behind, like, she like takes the box of potions and puts it back. And you see a big box full of like basic adventuring gear, like ropes and pitons and spikes and actually suits of like ancient leather armor and like short swords and daggers. And there's just like a whole bunch of stuff. Piton. I know. I forgot.
Oh God.
We all know what you're talking about. Just like Jif is just as good as Gif.
Welcome to my pet peeve.
Moms like you choose Gif.
So, she just goes back to tending bar, leaving you alone in the water. Wilvin, what was your a perception check?
17.
Okay, as you're kind of looking through, you find a piece of rubble, kind of large, and you see what looks to be a, like, it's almost like buried in like dust and from above in the rubble. And this room has not been cleared out as much. Like large pieces have, but that's it. And, but you see like underneath the piece of rubble, you see a, what looks to be a tube of some sort made of bone or ivory, like material.
A tube. Does it seem to be, a tool or perhaps an instrument?
It seems to be a container. Like it's kind of like,
oh, so it's like a vessel. It's got a bottom.
Yeah, it's got a bottom and top. Yeah.
Okay.
And part of it is kind of buried. It's kind of like at an angle where it's not getting crushed, but like there's a piece of rubble kind of you'd have to lift up out of the way.
Yeah. So he'll do his best to preserve that in picking it out, and also take a moment to investigate the rubble around it, see if it's buried with others.
Okay. Like it. It doesn't seem to be, and you're able to like kind of like just lift up real quick and pull it out, and it seems to be a scroll tube of some sort.
Oh,
it's got some writing on it. Do you speak Elven?
Oh, I'm almost positive I don't. But if once he notices it's Elven, he would take it to Orgoth, and make sure to. So make sure Sophia's not around to
right,
see
right,
him.
Right, right, right. Yeah, yeah.
Collect it.
Yeah, she's in the front room, so she's not.
Great.
She doesn't see it.
What'd you find, Bowman? What's that?
It looks like a scroll tube of sorts. I believe it's got Elven writing. I know you're drow, but do you speak Elvish?
Yeah. Very recently, I do. I actually can read Elven now and speak Elven.
It's my lucky day.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. Orgoth takes it and
it says it says property of Milvon Ice Catcher.
It says property of Milvon Ice Catcher.
Like that's the translation. Yeah.
And
that's it.
Oh, and that's on the tube, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I could look inside. That's what it says on the outside. Wanna look at the scroll?
Yeah, be careful. Wait.
Scrolls work.
Why don't you pop the lid and don't touch the scroll just yet?
Okay.
Yeah, it's like here, like a little like it takes a second because it seems to be stuck. It's probably been in there a long time. And like boop off, and you just see a little piece of like very yellowed parchment rolled up inside.
Yep, there's something in there. Looks so old.
Wilvin will reach his hand into his inside jacket pocket, pull it out, and in doing so, casts Mage Hand, and
okay.
the glove that comes out kind of comes off and takes the scroll out and unravels it in front of Orgoth's face, just in case.
it seems to be. I'd like you to make an Arcana check, but no effect, no like explosions, no, it's not trapped.
Probably should have checked that first.
should we both make an Arcana check? We both,
yeah, like, both kid, yeah, yeah. It's a sure. Higher DC for Orgoth, but Wilvin.
You never know.
Okay.
I rolled a 14. That looks like it's like a magic scroll or something.
It looks like a magic scroll, pretty much.
It looks like a magic scroll.
Wilvin, it looks like it's a spell scroll, but with that roll, you don't know what spell it is. But you're pretty sure it's a I don't know if that spell is on the bard spell list, so I won't keep shut right now. But
is it written in Elvish, Elven?
Still? It's written in magical runes that, you know, each spell scroll is written differently because it's written by the mage.
Sure.
Who made it? So they're all different.
Great. He'll have mage hand just roll it up and pop it back into the tube.
Okay. It takes a second. Yeah. You know how like you unroll something and it's like takes a second to get it small enough also, to go back. Yeah.
One mage hand trying to do all this, like unroll it in front of Orgoth's face and all that. So clumsily gets back in the tube and he says, I've just rather not change anything right now. I came down here with a certain set of tools and that's all I need. So good.
Other than that, you don't find anything else in the study. It's kind of like a tower that was like attached to the side of this building.
Clearly these rooms have been cleared out by Sophia and the other archaeologists. I'm quite surprised I found this, to be honest with you. Must have been a late night dig. But I'm starting to get uncomfortable with how long Lapis and North have been gone. We should at least check on them through the water. If you want to go, we'll go. We'll go.
Well, let's go back in the room and, like, at least we can look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, Wilvin and Orgoth, there was a door leading south out of the parlor area. And you could see,
the
blue...
check the door first?
You can see, the blue tunnel heading off that direction.
If you come back... Let's check on them.
I'm comfortable.
Okay. It's all right. North and Lapis, you head back. Do you do anything before you come back? About the same time you get back to the main area, you see North and Lapis push through the blue barrier, the water kind of wicking from their skin and hair as they press through, and they're completely dry.
Spit out a bit of water from my lungs.
I actually do have to do that. I kind of just squeeze my chest in, and you could actually see a bunch of water coming out.
Twinsies. What's up?
What'd you guys find?
So, how? Wilvin found something.
Oh.
That looked really kind of creepy and uncomfortable. Did that hurt or anything?
Me? No.
The water. Well, I know not you. I would not guess it would hurt you. I have figured that out by now, but that probably didn't bother you.
I mean, it's kind of gross, but not. You know, sometimes you get water up your nose and you just. That's it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Wilvin found a thing.
We found a scroll, a spell scroll, I believe, but nothing else of interest. They seem to have picked the rooms clean in here.
Ooh, what kind of spell room?
To be honest, we didn't identify that. Lap, you want to take a look at it?
You opened that without checking if it.
Well, no one's touched it yet. I didn't touch it with my bare hands. I'm not an idiot.
Mm-hmm. How long I'll does touch a, it. I think you your mage hand is still floating there? By the way, I think so. Do you touch it, Lapis?
I touch it.
It's just a piece of paper. The paper seems really old, but it holds up. It doesn't fall apart in your hands at all. Make an arcana check.
You could probably
see that. That's 27.
It's a teleport spell. Spell scroll.
Ooh. That is... Oh, you can teleport around. Cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, that's what you found.
Dang.
That sounds powerful.
Save that for a rainy day.
Yeah, it's teleport is a 7th level spell, just so you know.
And we found some interesting things about that blue-haired lady, or that blue-skinned lady.
She does believe that we're still pre-calamity. She thinks it's just like a normal day in the jungle. But she's in Elixion a few days ago.
She saw Elixion.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
At her bar, and then she said he was headed towards the temple.
We kind of knew he was here, but that's good to confirm that, I guess.
Makes me wonder what sort of time loop are they in? Are they like after a week, then they go right back to thinking that they were a week ahead of the time? Or how does that work?
I have no clue. Someone talked about a fire at some point, so maybe it was.
No. If she thinks that it's still Calamity era.
I mean, technically pre.
Excuse me. Then that means that she lived here at the time, yes?
She wasn't blue before, as we've learned. Oh, no, I don't know that. I did not hear that.
Presumably, this is someone who has lived underwater for the last gods know how long, but is it the Calamity that gave her that ability?
She doesn't realize she's blue.
She
nor that she has gills. I talked to a ghost and I made him see reality of, you know, passage of time, and he freaked the fuck out. Called me a witch, whatever. And
well, Lapis, you can't just drop millennia of information, technology, and philosophy on an individual. That's got to be traumatic.
Oh, it was very traumatic for him. He called. He said she was blue. She didn't see it, so clearly she thinks that she is just a normal elf, no gills, no weird blue skin whatsoever.
Poor woman.
You know, that does, her seeing Elixion does confirm that she, like, that festival happened a few days before everything went to shit.
So could Elixion still be there?
I mean, she did say temple, so maybe he's somewhere in that vicinity.
Did you happen to ask about Galio Carta while you were there?
We did. She did mention seeing her, but there was, I mean, not much to go on.
Woman looks up at Orgoth.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like we gotta go to this temple.
Is the temple keystoned?
We don't know. She just said it was about a half mile?
About a half mile, yes.
Yeah, about a half mile southeast from here.
Right. I mean, we could go back and check. Right. We could talk to Sophia, because I think didn't they say that they had gone as far as the temple? So maybe they have keystone there? I don't know. They would know.
Anyways, I would not like to take a risk of like going somewhere where there's not a keystone and then just like take a rest there and end up waking up breathing in water because I took a potion and then it goes out. So what time is it approximately by my estimation?
It's been probably...
It's about scan past five.
Yeah. You got here in the morning-ish, so it's probably a few hours afternoon now. Yeah. Okay. Where would you like to go?
Let's go ask Sophia if how far the keystones go, because we want to go check out the temple, and then we can at least get as close as we can get.
Let's go.
Should we check out that other room? We found there's a passage off the room we were just in. Do we just want to go to that temple? I'm just putting it out there. I don't know. I'm not feeling very leadery, but hey, I want to make sure we check everything.
If you've got a gut instinct, let's check it. There are no wrong answers here. We're looking for anything we can find.
It's kind of weird, right, that you actually found something? Like, how long have they been down here excavating, looking for
the
things?
The same thing. That
there's some... Yeah, like...
Someone shit at their job.
Well, maybe like, there's more stuff they were shit at finding.
Or someone dropped it.
Yeah, Milvan Ice Catcher. Does that name ring a bell to anyone?
Nope.
No, and all I know now is Roger.
Rest in peace, Roger.
The door, I believe, is over here.
Do I hear Roger screaming at all in the distance?
Make a perception roll.
Maybe he just, like, reset.
Damage. Eight.
I'm gonna give it to you. He's, like, screaming, and he's, like, you see him, hear him yelling, "That witch of Zahir, she's just a temptress. She's a witch. She's a witch." Like, telling all his ghost friends.
Nah, he hasn't changed at the yet. Nah, he still hasn't gone back in time. He's still freaking out.
He's gonna reset at some point, maybe. Hopefully.
We'll see.
That rear door off of the parlor leads to another corridor. There is a door that seems to be actually, like, attached to hinges, and seems to be repaired, actually, a little bit, to kind of, like, act as a seal, as, like, an airlock. And you can kind of see a blue glow going through it.
And that's going which direction? Like,
south.
Directionally.
Directly south.
South.
Mm-hmm. South from this building.
Doors unlocked?
Doors unlocked, yeah.
Well, if the temple's southeast and this goes south, might be killing two birds with one stone here.
Does it look dry on the other side?
You look through a window because there's a window next to the door, and you kind of look. Mm-hmm. You can see, like, the blue light expanding and going out to the south in a tunnel, like coming out from the door. Okay,
let's go quickly.
You open the door.
Let's check with Sophia to see if, like, we can get to that temple.
Or how close? Does she need to know where we're going?
Oh, maybe not. That's a good call. Yeah, maybe we should be sneaky.
Yeah, we've said hello. I think that's enough.
We've already been going around just being like,
"Hey, we're looking for someone who may be."
Is that how I sound to you?
No, it's just like in general, like,
Okay.
We're looking for someone sus.
Well, you put someone in the hot seat, so to speak, and you get to, they reveal a lot about themselves.
Yeah, you wouldn't know about that, would you?
Oh?
Well, then I'll just cock his head.
Just walk on through.
I'm going to give her that one.
You open the door and you press through. There's a barrier here and you press through and you're in another section of the blue and you see a corridor heading off and you see off in the distance up kind of like rising above what looks to be a crumbling tower of some sort. Probably would have been 40 or 50 feet high, but you see big sections of it like on the ground outside, but you can see it through the blue. But it's like a 10-foot wide corridor going south, completely dry. And it seems to be leading right to the tower. You had a direction?
Plenty more they could have missed in there. Let's do it quickly.
Okay. Coming up the corridor, you see this little, like, owlin man. And he's like this hopping boop, 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 up the corridor. And he's like, waves, sees your badges. Like, oh, hello.
Gander.
Yes, Professor Gander. I see you're with the Allegiance and with Saord. I do not know you. Are you new? Who are you?
We're just new recruits. And he looks over at North as he speaks. Just here to help with the dig.
Yes. Be careful if you go any further. There is some sort of malfunction happening with the keystone in the next tower. It's safe for right now, but just be careful. I'm on my way to tell Professor Insight about it, and perhaps we can get it fixed soon. It's not dangerous per se. Just don't touch it.
Don't touch the keystone.
You'll see.
Is there anyone else in that room that needs to be?
No one is there currently. That's where I was working. It just happened just now.
How sus does he look?
Make an insight check.
Someone said he looked sus, if I remember correctly. That's a very, very, a gentleman's eight.
Okay. He looks a little worried, but trying to hide the worriness a little bit. Anybody else roll?
Yeah, we're going off the roll because this was the sneaky guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because he seems to... Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let's see. I got to make sure I apply my modifier on insight. So that's a three.
Nice.
Woo!
We're
good at this.
He's so got feathers.
Were you like always an owl, or did you get turned into an owl?
Don't ask people if they were always an owl.
I've never seen one before.
It's lovely to meet you. That's a little bit offensive.
I look at him, and he's like trying to like say all this shit. And I had rolled that was a 16 on the die plus 8.
Okay. He is honestly a little worried, but he's trying to hide it. And he looks a little guilty, too. Like he feels like it might have been his fault.
Wait, you said that there was nobody in there, right? Nobody else?
It was just me.
So then you're the one that fucked it up.
I did not fuck it up. I just was trying to. I dropped my pickaxe.
On it?
On it, yes.
Is it still embedded in it?
No. I picked it up quickly and... let me show you. I know that there was that trouble with the Vermilion Dream just last week or two ago, and I do not want you to think that I am a bad person. So let us go. Back here.
No, you can go ahead and let them know, because the later you...
That's true. You know. Professor Insight might be able to help me fix this thing quickly.
Fix your mistakes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, I am owning up to my mistakes. I just did not want to start off on the wrong foot with you.
Well, you go and do that, and whenever you come back, you can let me know how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. So
I do not know what that is, but it sounds very sweet. Goodbye! And he kind of hops away.
I think you made him uncomfortable.
Looks at Orgoth.
He didn't answer my question, though.
You don't ask people if they've always been an owl.
Why not? Maybe he got a turn. Are you saying there's like a whole lot of owl people?
Yeah. Well, you were probably kind of racist right there.
Yeah.
What? No, I wasn't trying to be. I don't know. I was asking an honest question. Now I feel really bad.
Just a small town boy.
Wilvin hasn't said a word since he said the keystone is malfunctioning. And in fact, he's gone like into a little bit of like a Mitch McConnell fugue state. Like, thinking about it. he's just kind of staring ahead at the tower. Like,
You want to go in there, buddy?
He swallows.
I'd recommend that everyone, well, who needs one, takes a potion or takes the ring or something. Just in case.
Give me the ring and 4 potions.
4?
4!
There you go. Say please.
Please.
There you go.
He'll pocket all the potions. He'll put the ring over his head.
Mm-hmm. There seems to be a little like almost like not plasticky, but it's like kind of bouncy, like rubber, like it's like soft. So mm-hmm. It has like a smooth, and you feel like kind of it's a push in, and it makes the bubble form. So you don't activate it until you need it.
He's got it's like a ring.
It's a ring. Yeah. Yeah.
He puts it over his head, but doesn't realize that he has not let go of it, and just kind of walks toward the tower, holding the ring, white knuckling.
Okay.
I guess I should get some of those water breathing potions, North. How many do you have? I mean, I'll carry some.
Well, right now I have 9 left, so...
Okay.
I took 1, so that leaves me with 3. I give you 4.
Okay.
And we have 2 in surplus.
Okay. Okay, good. Thanks. Yeah. I guess I'd take one of those 2 then.
With a all hop, right. Skip, and a jump, I'm going to head over towards the temple. Let's just split those 2.
Wilvin has a ring. Let's just split those 2. You get 5, I get 4.
You get to the door, Lapis, and it looks like there's not a blue glow behind the door. Like, it actually, the door had like a window in it. So it looks like the corridor that you're in is part of the keystone area that you're currently in.
Okay.
And so if you just open the door, there's not, you don't have to push through a blue field to get into the tower.
All right. So I do that. Okay. I just open up the door.
Inside, cold water is dripping down from the open ceiling, like drip, drip. And you see some like puddles on the floor. Resting in a shallow indentation in the middle of the floor is a stone cube, 6 inches on a side, that is hissing and sparking.
Found it. See what I could see. Wait, how did we do this? It's in the middle of the... I look up, because I'm going to guess that he was doing something above and it slipped out of his hand.
You see a what looks to be a second floor, and like it's like there's some beams and there's like some wooden area, but it's planked up there that he was on. And it's like the open area is right above where the keystone is.
I'm going to go over to the keystone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to just kind of inspect it. And I kind of want to touch it.
Okay, make an arcana check.
Lapis.
Just want to see if I can fix it. That's lapis. All.
Yeah, can you repair that?
Lapis.
I can try. That's a 22.
Lapis.
22. Lapis, you know that the magic is failing. But you don't know when, there's no way to know when it's going to cease functioning.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like these things have to be replaced, as in a new one has to be brought in.
Just going to look over everybody. So it's failing completely. You can't fix it. They're going to have to replace the whole thing.
And it's just like sparking. You see like drips of water. A drip of water falls on your head, Wilvin.
And his back right into Orgoth's leg. He was backing out of the room, but...
We can get rid of it now, or we can wait until it surprises us, or we can all be prepared, because...
I'm all in for a surprise.
What are we going to find in here that's worth it?
Gotta go through here to get to the tower.
It looks like on the other side of the tower, you see the corridor. It kind of narrows, like the whole blue bubble is kind of like encompassing the entire tower area. And to the south, it narrows to a tunnel going off to the south again.
Is you the tower run? Encased in the bubble that is serviced by this keystone?
It seems like the southern tunnel is like serviced by this keystone as well. Yeah. That may be the problem. Now, the problem is that it seems to be covering quite a large area. Like, it's small. It's small in that it's stretched out a long ways, but it's this one keystone seems to be covering a lot of square footage.
Okay. Well, we're gonna probably move faster, not in water, right? So let's just go, and then if it gives out, it gives out, but then we're all okay because we have water breathing stuff we take it.
Hey, Wilvin, what's...
Ring, Wilvin, you have the best thing.
What's your passive perception?
Mine?
Everybody's, actually.
15 for Wilvin. 15.
14. 15.
Yeah, 15.
Everybody but Lapis, you feel like this shadow kind of go over your faces. And you look up and you see this giant shark kind of like circling.
I say we don't wait. We don't wait for it to collapse. We go. If the only way back is forward, then we go.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
The passageway goes and turns to the west and kind of does this weird zigzag and eventually comes out and turns to the east and immediately ends in a door with a blue field over it. It looks that, let me get there. The walls of this building, which appeared to be a, like, you went, the passageway went around these two towers, and then the southern part of the building, which appears to be the southern part, is only the southern part is covered by a blue field. And then you get to the door, and there's a blue field, you can see through the door into this building, but the building continues to the south. And that part is not covered with the blue light on the outside of its walls. So there's only this section going, you're going into, only a small section of it is safe from the water.
We're still too close to be at the temple, right?
You've gone about probably a good 500 yards, 600 yards.
So we're still too close.
You're about halfway that direction.
There is a failing keystone. There is water. There is a shark.
The building appears to be like the it's faded in the water, but like there's designs, elven designs, and they used to be very colorful. They're faded in the water, and also the blues kind of changing the tint of it. But it looks like this was a richly appointed building at some point in the past.
Can I do a quick history check
to see
if I can recognize like paintings or events depicted?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Make a history check.
Not bad, not bad, not bad. History. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. This appears to be, you see some designs that may have been used at a hall of records or maybe a library in the past.
We've started moving. Yes, we're
you're at the door running. Currently. Yes.
Yeah.
Because the passageway kind of like went around this entire complex, kind of like it, mm-hmm. it kind of went to the west a little bit and went around the building. And it kind of is, you're coming into the middle section of the building. There's some to the south and some to the north.
Yeah, if we come to any door, Willen's not hesitating. That shark put a fuel under his ass, and he's got the slowest speed, but he might have started running first.
To the water, right?
Yeah, no. This door opens up into the building, and you see a small corridor that is lit up by the blue.
Does the building have a ceiling?
Not here, no.
We'll but be surrounded by ocean.
Yeah, but the when you press through, you have to press through a blue field, and you're in a different area, a different keystone area, and you see a dry air-filled corridor surrounded by magical barriers, and there are continual flame spells, like kind of floating in the air. Like this is well lit. Everything else was kind of dim and. Like Sophia was using like personal lights, like the lanterns and like light spells that were like closer to what she was working on. But this is like a really nice warm area. You see a door in this corridor. You're coming in the west. You see a door to the south. At the very end of the corridor, you see a door in the north. And then there's a door on the east. So it's basically 40 feet long. Doors on either end, east and west, a door in the center of the south wall, and a door on the end of the north wall to the east.
We've been going south, yes?
Southeast, right?
Yeah.
Southeast toward the temple.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to post this in the... I did a little screenshot. That's what you see.
Yep.
Yeah.
We take the east door.
You open the east door and just opens up. There's a blue field in front of you and just opens up. and you see fish swim by.
Wilvin, it caught, like, dead in his tracks, mm-hmm. and, like, absolutely not moving.
Go over behind him, she's like, what's up? Oh. We got water, boys.
Make perception checks, both of you.
Well, duh.
Wow, this game, 20. This game has been giving me nothing but force for perception checks, so that's another 8.
What'd you get, Wilvin?
Natural 20.
With a natural 20.
Fear.
He sees it all. Wide open.
Okay, from here, the landscape, far to the east, like you can see kind of light, kind of like light coming from somewhere. You're not sure if it's like natural or unnatural, but you see like a ridge about maybe 200 yards to the 200 to 300 yards to the east. And you kind of see where like ruins of building were like built up on the ridge. And you can see a little walkway, a stone walkway that curves up and up to the ridge. But far to the southeast, you see some flickering lights. They appear to be tinged with red. And you think you see what looks to be like Ionic pillars. Like Roman tall style, like fluted pillars. And the light's coming from that direction. Also, you see the building, the blue. You can see the building because the door to the north that you're like right next to, you can see the blue protecting the building section to the north.
There's no corridor between here and the temple.
Do you want to be carried or something?
You're muted, Bill.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, that's why we brought the potions and the. I mean, we knew at some point we had to do it, right?
Gonna be okay, Wilvin. Me and North did it.
And suddenly,
to hold your hand.
And then suddenly, the door opens to the northern door opens, and you see this elderly man. He's at least 80 or 90 human. You guys are really loud.
Rudolph.
Hello, the professor, Galio Carta is deep in concentration right now. You're being quite disturbing. Please, either come in or stay out here, but please be quiet.
Is he like sopping wet?
No, he's not. You see to the north, it looks to be the magical barriers enclosing this room. He's completely dry. There is lots and lots. This room must have been like drained recently because you can smell waterlogged books and things. It's like really like dank and dark. You see a female elf sifting through the books, looking exasperated, and there's a 10-foot tall construct standing next to her protectively. There's a chair in the floor. Kind of just set on like, and you see like a cup of steaming hot tea, like on the chair. And the person, the elf, is like really quickly like searching. It's like very kind of like upset a little bit, and doesn't seem to have noticed what's happening. She does kind of like look that direction, annoyed, but she goes back to her search. And Rudolph is like, please, either come in or stay out, but please be quiet.
Are you aware that the keystone to this section may be failing soon?
No, it's protected. There's a keystone right above my head above this door. It's right, perfectly right fine. Yes, it's right here. And you reach up and you hear a tap, tap, tap on something. Well, actually, he does it with his cane. He's like, ding, 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 ding.
Do you want to go in? There's a keystone right there.
When you push through the barrier in the door to this section, then you were in another keystone area.
So we're safe right now.
You're safe right now, yes.
Yeah, but where it was malfunctioning was a different room than where we are now. So but then to move
was the
to
long the hall.
I missed that. I entirely missed
that. Because when I said it came to the door, there was like the blue field. Because when you came out of the tower, there was no blue field going to the south. So,
I'm a very visual person. I'm just like,
yeah. Not the keystone above your head, but the big long passageway to get here. That's the tower. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, you might be wet when you go through there.
Oh, well, what's wrong?
Someone dropped a pickaxe on it.
Yeah, this owl guy broke it.
Oh, that idiot. He's a big clusterfuck. I'm 82 years old. I can say whatever I want about people.
Was Gander. Is that his last name?
Gander. Yeah, Ganderfuck. He's a Ganderfuck.
I love this man. I don't care if he's sus or not. I love this man.
My tea is getting cold. Do what you want. And he turns around and with the cane, walks back to his chair, takes the tea on the saucer, sits down slowly, and starts sipping the tea, watching Galia Carden.
Wilvin, look. Doesn't it look like she's looking for something? Like, if we think she's really suspicious, maybe we should check that out. Plus, it's in the bubble.
We've lost the element of surprise already. How do you find what she's looking for without making her stop?
She didn't stop when she saw us. Maybe we can offer to help tell us what she's looking for. Is that too easy?
That's a great idea. Okay, try that.
Oh, so that's Professor Insight's crush right there.
You say that out loud?
Yes.
Galia Kirda, she has short, dark hair, an eye patch over an eye. Her ears are quite large. She's like a high elf. They go out really far. And she's tall. And she stands up and like dusts herself off. And he's like, well, come on in, I swear. Please.
We've been invited. Let's go.
You're acting as though you're a vampire there.
What? I am not a member of the... That is a funny thing you're saying.
I was talking about North, considering they were saying, we've been invited.
Come on. My name is Professor Galia Kirda. You may have heard of me.
That's what's wrong with being with the undead.
we heard of you from the on the way in. We talked to Insight, Professor Insight, and they mentioned you were out here. But you'd been gone for like 5 days. She said you were.
I've been out here. I've been exploring. Me and my friend. Crescent? This is my friend Crescent. And Crescent goes. Nods.
Hi, Crescent.
Orgoth will walk up to Crescent and put his hand out and says,
hello, I am Orgoth Skullcrusher, and it is night. And he's very present in the moment, and he will introduce himself to this big
giant Crescent thing. Make an insight check. Crescent, as you approach, Crescent holds out its hand, but he also turns his body so that it puts him between her and you.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah. No insight check.
I know what he's doing.
Yeah. No insight check.
I am going to, during the time that we're having our conversation and whatnot, I am going to be using my ability that lets me suss out my know your enemy.
Got it. Okay.
So I'll be observing him and then I'll ask you stuff. But yeah.
Okay. Well, let me pull up her stats then. Okay. What are the rest
on
of you
Crescent.
Doing?
I don't care about anyone.
Like, on Crescent?
I need to suss out the fighter. Yeah.
Oh, God. God. Yeah. Okay.
The other muscle in the room.
Okay.
Shield. But go ahead. I'll just...
Yeah, what are the rest of you doing?
How annoyed is she that we're here?
Very annoyed, yes. She's like...
If you could put it on a 1 to 10, I'm very suspicious.
Well, make an insight check. She says, so who sent you? I didn't hear anything from Insight.
You were also gone for like 5 days.
So. Well, I've been out exploring the waters. It's quite dangerous out there, and it's very necessary to when I dive. I really dive into my work. I don't know why I'm telling you this.
dive, get it?
No.
Yeah.
She says, in any case, I am trying to find this, I'm trying to find this clay tablet. I believe it was misplaced. There was an intern that was here, and they placed it.
Clay?
Clay tablet, yes.
You know that you can, like, use humidity and water to, like, make clay damp.
No, this was magic.
Reuse it again?
No, this was a magical artifact. Okay. So, but...
Because otherwise, you're shit out of luck.
I'm trying to find this. This intern lost it. And it's got to be somewhere. I mean, if Insight sent you all, perhaps you can be of use. Could you look in that building? You've got your potions with you, right? You can breathe water, right? Okay. And you see that she's got, like, on her hip, she has an air bubble device hanging from her hip. Sort of like Xena's little chakram thing, little round thing, just hanging on her hip. And she points to the door to the northwest. And she's like, I've searched the door to the north. It's underwater still. These rooms, this is as far as the... keystones we've gotten so far, and we're trying to investigate to see where we can use keystones to open up more areas. If you look in that area, perhaps the keystone is through that door, and I'll keep looking here.
What exactly is this tablet you're looking for?
It's a magical tablet. It just has, some
elven... Yeah, I know it's magical, but...
It has elven writings on it from the era. Before the pre-calamity. It's very important. It's very important to my research.
Is it round? Is it square?
It's rectangular. It's rectangular, yes.
What exactly is your research? Are you writing a thesis? What's the subject?
Like, I'm researching.
I'm a bit of a nerd. Give me
research. I see your Cobalt Soul outfit, yeah. Yes. I'm researching the history of Kael Morrow. I'm trying to put together, you know, this place was destroyed in the past. I'm looking to write down its history. I want to be the first historian to write the history of Kael Morrow.
Well, have you... That's the name that we're giving this city, but have you found in the text or anything the name of the actual city?
The places that I've found it written down, they've been scribbled out or somehow faded, like unreadable. Orgoth. Okay. These are the things you want, right? 18 strength.
Well, just whether it's higher or lower than.
Oh, higher. Okay.
It's imperative.
What's your strength?
My strength is a 18.
Same. What's your dex?
My dex is a 14.
Lower. Con.
My constitution is a 16.
Higher. Armor Oof. Class. What's your current armor class?
17.
Same.
Okay, and my HP is 100.
Higher. No class levels, no fighter class levels.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
A worthy opponent.
You can take him.
Yes. I take him.
So what would you like to do? She goes over to the door and opens it, and like to, it's to, I sent you that map. it's M7B to that round area. And she says, if you can search in this area, I've already searched to the north, but this area is the next on my list. If you could help me save some time, if you could find it in that area right now.
I'm going to just like cast a little message with my little earring.
Okay.
To, let's say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Lapis.
Yeah.
She's pretty eager to see us go. Are you getting a beat on her? You have, like, I got nothing.
Can I look and do a just an insight check as to, like, mm-hmm. what the fuck?
Yeah, you do an insight check before you respond, yes.
So insight. That's a 24.
She's really trying to get you to go.
Yeah, she doesn't want us here.
Well, too bad.
You hear snoring from Rudolph. He's fallen asleep.
Yeah, that is... So as everybody else has been grilling Carta, Wilman's had his eye on Rudolph. And as he falls asleep, that's when Wilman makes his move. So Gallicarda has started, I guess, looking around, whatever. Once the conversation has dispersed a little, he'll hook it right up really close to Rudolph, mm-hmm. like, right in his face. Pardon me.
What? Huh?
I got a couple questions for you. Is it Rudolph?
Yeah.
He like opens his eyes. He's got like white whiskers, just like he hasn't shaved in like about 4 or 5 days.
Levin has like gotten right up to like the armrest of the chair and is just kind of like and a little uncomfortably close. And he says, "You and Gallicarda have been missing for several days, according to reports around here."
Well, I was helping her look. Really, I was just saying here. I was wanting to trying to get some stories out of her. Like she's the history buff.
Sure, you're a wise man. I put you at about what, 74?
Oh, you flatter me. You flatter me. I am a good 82.
And she brings you on the excursions.
Does she out into the adventure in the middle of the ocean. She didn't ask. I just went with her.
What could you possibly offer out there?
You notice that he's wearing Cobalt Soul outfit. He says, "Well, I just want to know. Listen, I just wanted to get out of the house. I wanted to get away from the temple. I wanted to get out here on an adventure. I don't have many years left. This, I want to find out what the fuck Cal Morrow is. You know?
You can die now. I can bring you back later."
He looks over at Lapis.
"What kind of remark is that?"
"Oh, I'm just talking to myself. Don't worry."
"You were invited here by Gallicarda, yes?"
Yes.
You've got the credentials to be down here?
He holds up a badge, but it's a little bit different. It actually has on the back of it a Cobalt Soul symbol.
Wilvin, like, quickly snatches that badge very authoritatively, but like it's barely out. He snatches it. If you'll allow me.
Oh, of course. Yeah. He's old. He like, out of his hands.
And yeah. Without a beat, he just snatches it and kind of tosses it underhand to Lapis, who was just paying attention to this conversation. And he says, "And the paperwork."
Paperwork. Oh, God. That's been... Oh, let me look. He grabs...
Wilden goes... He makes a big show of looking over at Lapis.
Yeah. And he, like, going to say, what are you going to do, Lapis?
Sorry, I just saw us being such a cop.
100%.
You're being such a cop, Wilden.
If there's a cop in this party, it's Wilden. 1,000,000%.
Shit, what should I do?
Do you just want to look at it, investigate first?
Yeah.
Make an investigation.
I'm mad.
Oh, no.
Actually, using my inspiration, because I'm not taking that nat one.
Okay.
As I want to see if it's all legit. What's my investigation? That's a 14.
Okay. You're getting a whiff of necrotic energy out of it, because that was the password.
Just give a little quick thumbs up.
Yeah.
Wilden has like a visibly like irritated, like defeated look on his face, and he turns back to Rudolph to see if he found his paperwork.
Yeah, he pulls it out and hands you a stack of like 10 pages, all wrinkled up. He didn't fold them up, he just kind of crumpled them up and hands them to you.
Well, then he'll snatch him and he'll like rifle, not reading, he doesn't give a shit, but he's rifling through him real quick as he walks slowly over to Lapis.
Mm-hmm.
Like a fucking traffic stop.
It looks like you see at the last page, it's like basically says he's an observer. That's his job title.
Name checks out, age checks out, it's all what he says. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. great. Then we'll go and get as close as he can to Lapis, and under his breath, you're telling me that thing is real?
Smelled necrotic energy.
It also looks well made. Like, it looks like it's something that is authentically made.
He looks her dead in the eye and he says, Gallia Cardas is next, as he snatches it back and walks it all back to Rudolph all again. Very, very official. He's little, but Rudolph is sitting, so he has the power here.
Yeah.
Ron, quick question.
Yes.
When we came in, you said she was looking at like books, papers?
Yeah, there was like old wet books that have been like waterlogged. Okay. It looks like she got them from somewhere else and brought them in here to dry off.
Okay.
But she's also, it's like scattered everywhere. But the area she's searching is rubble filled and it's not like clear. It's not been cleared away yet.
Okay. But it was mainly books and papers, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Gallo Carita says, so could you help me? I mean, Insight sent you, you've got to be here to help.
Sure, but...
You're looking for a clay tablet.
Yes.
Books? In papers?
I'm looking wherever. I don't know where the idiot Goliath could have left it.
Wouldn't you see in a book if a clay tablet was in it?
She goes over to a book that's on the ground, picks it up.
How thin is this tablet?
Picks it up, looks down. Look, there's nothing underneath this book. Slams the book down. I have to go through all of this stuff. There's no telling where he could have left it.
Can I check to see if she's actually being legit about this?
Because that's kind of stupid to be looking at a tablet in
she's
a book.
Mad. Make an insight.
Because she's making a huge show about this. That's a nat 20.
Woo!
She is making a huge show of it, but she's mad. And she's mad because you're here. Like, specifically that you're here.
Yeah, but, like, is she actually looking for this fucking tablet in books?
Yeah, well, she's looking for the tablet. Yeah, the fact that she's looking for the tablet is real, is the truth.
In books.
in books.
Wherever is basically, yes.
All right, so you said you were looking for the... How thick is this tablet? Because it's apparently, just, according to you,
it's
about the... It's as thin as a sheet.
It is. Paper. It's only about, like, it's about maybe, like, an inch or two thick.
That's gonna make your book go whoop. So why are you looking like that? Are you stupid?
Why are you, like, hung up on books? I'm just trying to find it.
Well, do you understand how a book works?
Will, I do understand how a book is, and I just
look, wait. Okay, look.
Are you going to help me?
I have this little notebook here. I have something that's about an inch thick. Okay, I'm going to put it in between the pages. Look at the book. It's obviously showing.
She's got a point.
She does have a point, but I'm not the idiot who lost it.
You're an idiot looking in books.
I'm looking underneath books and wherever. It could have rolled underneath this rock. I don't know. I have to look.
Has stopped his interrogation and is watching North work.
She is frustrated and getting angrier and angrier. What do you do?
I just want to make her snap. I'm going to keep just being like, yeah, well, sure.
Make a intimidation check.
Intimidation. Ooh, that sucks, but let's go.
Make it an advantage, because you've got her kind of going already.
Okay. I'm going to use one of my stacked inspirations to get me a third dice, because... I just want to piss her off so bad. Oh my god, I roll like shit. That's going to be a 14.
Okay, she is just like, listen, I don't understand why you're not understanding. Like, please, insight... must have sent you. You must be new. You must be low down on the totem pole. Please help me.
Low down on the totem pole. Fuck you.
Well, fuck you. Help me.
I'm gonna head on over towards like the stack of books that she has. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, fine. I'll help. You see these books? They in there.
She
just gonna drop them.
Okay. She's like.
Don't lose them.
She looks at all of you and says, you're not here to help, are you?
Not with that attitude.
Crescent, take them. And suddenly Crescent comes like, you see his body kind of expand and get larger and then rush over at Lapis. And that's where reaches his hand back, about to punch her in the face. And that's where we're going to stop for the week.
I love it because I am literally right next to her, so one misstep and she's gonna get that fucking fist in her face.
please, I need that.
This is such a gamble. Tell me when we get there if Crescent is moving out of my zone of control.
I think I will set up a map for us to have a roll 20 on this. So. Yeah.
I just want to see the old man just being like, and just like Homer Simpson.
He like reaches down to a flask and pours a little whiskey into tea.
Woman might take a sip himself. Give me that.
Well, is there anything we need to talk about before we do our wrap up?
No.
Roll initiative.
We'll do it next time.
We're the pushiest cops ever. Yeah. I know, we're just going to piss you off. Yeah, it's like, and then we'll see what happens.
Like, do what I tell you. No.
No.
Okay. Cop.
Well,
don't call me a cop ever again.
Let's go around to a wrap up.
Hey, everybody. This is Bill. You can find me on many social platforms and variations of at Bill Roper. You know, you can find me on the porn site X, or whatever it is now. you can find me on Blue Sky, a bunch of other places. But YouTube, that's a good place. I put stuff on YouTube. Anyway, this has been a delight, as always. We missed a week, and it just feels like a part of my heart was missing, not seeing everybody doing this. So. You know, keep an eye here on the Severed Sons network space for all kinds of crazy cool stuff coming up. That's it. I'm done. I'm just done.
Everybody, this is Jaden. You can find me on the Blue Sky at Foxtrot Fallout. I'm not even going to attempt Twitter anymore with shilling that shit out. But you can find me on Discord. Fuck, go on the Discord. Make friends. talk to all of us, talk shit about a certain musky man, and also just have fun.
Our Discord invite code is discord.gg/SeveredSonsDnD.
Which you can also find in our link tree, which is on all of our socials.
Oh, yes.
It's the easiest way to get there. Hi, folks. Thanks for listening. I'm Ross. Been playing Wilvin. You can find me on Instagram at GriffRM. And I, you know, I'm grateful. However you are indulging or you're listening, you're watching, I would like to encourage you to try to catch us live on Twitch, just to, you know, A, obviously we'd like our numbers boosted, but B, there is a lot that happens on the screen. And if you're a podcast listener, we so appreciate that. I'm personally a podcast listener. That's how I like to indulge in these kind of things. But if you're ever free on Wednesday at 4:30 Eastern, that's when we play. And we would love to have you. We have a live chat going there, and it's kind of just a whole new ball game. So if you, if you've never joined us live, consider it. We'll be here.
Yeah, you get to see me just like putting stuff in my book to explain how book openness works.
Visual examples!
Hey everyone, this is Jamie. I've been playing North Ladron Roguelock. You can find me on, well, I'm going to keep calling it Twitter, whatever. I'm not technically leaving. But I'm also on Blue Sky. All my socials are at Suburban Cryptic, so you can find me there. And you know what? We got Patreon. And we also got a merch shop. So if you want to help us with having some benefits to like access some exclusive content and early releases, you can go find us on Patreon. But if you want to have something physical to wear or to drink from, you can go to our merch shop, which is in the link tree. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Let us be your friends with benefits.
Yeah, Christmas is coming up in a few months. So.
Oh, God, no.
Don't talk about Christmas, dude.
God, you're right.
Don't skip Halloween. I will disown you.
My name is Ron Murphy. You can find me on Twitter at Ron88KeysRBM, but I'm also on Blue Sky at Ron88Keys. Please follow us on Twitter at Severed Sons D&D or that on Blue Sky, too. You can find our Severed Sons Rhyme of the Frostmaiden podcast on any podcasting platform. Shows with all your friends. Thank you to Discord, Patreon. Thank you to Wizards of the Coast, Gang of Critical Role, and to all our listeners and our fans. Keep on rolling. Everyone, see you here next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, y'all. If the last 2 years have taught me anything, other than the fact that I'm never actually going to make sourdough bread at home, it's that human beings thrive in communities of like-minded people. We may not be able to see the people we care about every day, but the internet has ways to bridge the gap. That's why I'm inviting you to join the Severed Sons Discord, where members of our awesome community talk about whatever's on their minds. Anime, video games, art, theater, D&D, of course, and very serious channels like Zach's Saggy Curtain and Josh's Squeaky Chair. I'm tearing up already. The Severed Sons Discord is a way for all of us to connect in a time when Zoom calls are tough to schedule, but apps are easy to open. You can find a link to our Discord in the link tree in our Twitter bio. We hope to see you in the server. Until then, stay frosty.